ABC Radio Australia.
The time has finally come for Tonga to start repaying controversial loans from the Chinese government. The Tongan government has said it will soon begin repayments on two large loans that were used in part to rebuild the capital Nuku'alofa after riots in 2006. Some observers have criticised China for saddling the small country with too much debt, but one expert says it's the Tongan government that agreed to the loans and their terms, as Liam Fox reports.
Tonga has already had one postponement on repaying its debt to China, but now it's time to pay up. The Prime Minister Akilisi Pohiva recently confirmed his government would start to repay the principal on two loans from China's Export-Import Bank, or Exim Bank, worth around $120 million. The first loan of $72 million in 2008 was to fund the reconstruction of the Nuku'alofa Central Business District, which had been badly damaged during riots 2 years earlier. The second in 2010 provided $48 million for road reconstruction and rehabilitation. The Tongan government had asked China to convert the loans to grants, effectively wiping the debt, but that's been rejected. So what does the repayment of Tonga's Chinese debt mean for the country's public finances? The start of repayments comes at a challenging time. Tropical cyclone Geeta caused around $160 million worth of damage when it struck the main island Tongatapu and Ewa in February. That's the equivalent of nearly a third of the country's gross domestic product. In this year's budget, the government said much of its efforts will be focused on recovery and reconstruction. Meanwhile, budget papers put Tonga's external debt at $180 million. That's 41% of GDP. And two-thirds of that is owed to China's Exim Bank. Total debt repayments will increase from nearly $13 million last financial year to $19 million due to the repayment of the Chinese loans. To put that into perspective, that's more than double the amount of money the government has set aside for post-cyclone reconstruction work.
There are definitely people in Tonga who will be feeling disappointed, let down, but certainly, you know, they can't say no one warned them that this day would come.
Dr. Graham Smith from the Australian National University is an expert on China's activity in the Pacific. Tonga's Chinese debt is held up by some as a prime example of what's been called China's debt trap diplomacy, a plan to saddle small countries with unsustainable debt to increase its influence. But Dr. Smith says if anyone should be criticised over the loans and their terms, it's the Tongan government that agreed to them at the time.
Money was left over. It got put towards renovating the Royal Palace in Tonga, which definitely gives no return to Tonga as a whole. And also it was complicated in the sense that even the money for the reconstruction was then re-loaned out to a few Tongan businesses, many of them connected to the Prime Minister at the time, and they haven't paid back the loan of the loan.
He says Tonga's situation should serve as a warning to other Pacific Island countries.
How well Chinese aid is used comes down in a way to the state of governance in the recipient country. And if your recipient country isn't able to handle the money sensibly or in a transparent way, then you get problems like this.